amen, amen. Let's go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. He is so worthy to be praised, isn't he? Great is our faithfulness. Okay, I'll get closer to it. Praise God. Sometimes I'm always told I'm loud enough, but I understand. And also, we thank the Lord for all the technical stuff. We've got folks get in here when things go bad or when we get little glitches in it. But we thank God for the technology that we can broadcast His Word to whoever and wherever God sees it fit to go to. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Such a beautiful, beautiful day, beautiful week God's given us. I know there are times as we came through South Alabama, Northern Florida. When we came back this weekend, I was telling Brother Eddie yesterday, you can see the dryness and you can see, you know, people making comments about needing some rain. God knows exactly what we need because that's what He's given us this morning. You know, He is faithful. He is someone that we can stand with at all times and just stand and just in awe of Him and His greatness. So as we get ready to go in prayer this morning, I would just like to go ahead and speak those that, and I know there are a lot of prayer requests, but there are those that are still in the hospital, those waiting for the doctor to release them, those going through recovery from surgeries, those that, as we were talking about in Sunday school this morning, there's so many needs, from chemotherapies to the cancer word. And we know God is greater than anything that comes against us. We want to lift up those that have lost loved ones and for the families that are still at that point of where do we go from here? And I want to, most of all, reach out to those that are lost this morning. As you know, as God's coming back. And it's not just something we've heard our life, but if you just look, the signs are getting closer and closer and closer. But it's God's time. Only He knows for sure. But in my heart, His call is still going forth. It's up to us just to be those vessels that He can shine His light through and to reach out those that are lost. And I pray this morning, if you know anyone this morning or you have someone in your family, someone that you know personally, or some situation that you know, just show by the raising of your hand. You know, God, we're just going by faith, just give it to the Lord, that His Word is going to go forth, that His children will be called in. Lord God, we just love You and we praise Your holy name. Lord, I thank You for this beautiful day You've given us, dear Lord, for this beautiful morning. Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Dear Lord, for those that are sick and shut in, those that are still in the hospitals, dear Lord, those that are at home recovering, dear Lord, we know that You've got them into Your mighty hands, but we're placing them and their names are in our hearts, dear Lord. We're placing each and every one of them in Your high hands, dear Lord, this morning. Lord, we're asking You to touch them. We're asking You to heal. Lord, we're asking You to comfort those that have lost loved ones, dear Lord. We're asking You just to be with us in each and every day in our journeys, dear Lord. For those on vacation, those that are leaving, those that are coming back, we just thank You. Keep us all safe with our travels, dear Lord. Keep us all safe on our moments that we can get away, dear Lord. May we find rest. But, dear Lord, no matter where we go, dear Lord, we know You're with us. Lord, we know, God, that You're just right there with us at all in all our presence. Lord, now we're praying for those that are in need this morning, dear Lord. We're praying for those that are lost, dear Lord. As I mentioned earlier, dear Lord, my heart goes out, Lord, for each and every person. Lord, that Your word will go forth, dear Lord, that they'll hear the truth. And, dear Lord, we're asking You just to prick their hearts, dear Lord. Just bring them, dear Lord, into Your mighty arms, dear Lord, and let them find the rest that only You can give. Let them find the peace that only You can give. And, Lord, but most of all, for their souls, dear Lord, we're praying for each and every one. Dear Lord, thank You for this day. We thank You for our pastor and his family. Strengthen them, dear Lord, as they go about Your work. Lord, we just praise You. We love You, and we give You all the honor and glory. In the most precious name above, the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody says, amen, amen, amen. Praise. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all sound great this morning. While you're standing, turn to page 92. Just a little talk with Jesus. Page 92. Lord. You may be seated if you can. Just praise God. Just glad to see each and every one of you this morning. Folks are still coming in. That's great. Just fill the house. Fill the Lord's house on this beautiful Sunday morning. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm not used to having my hands tied up right here. So give me just a minute. I'm trying to swap and flip and trying to praise the Lord. I just love to praise His holy name. Just praise God. Got a quick announcement. This was hot off the press. Right after service this morning, if you would come up and meet up front, we're going to have another quick vacation Bible school meeting. Please join in if you want to help in any possible way. Even if you hadn't signed up, if you hadn't volunteered yet, just come on up. There's plenty to be done. There's plenty that needs to be done, and we just appreciate each and every one of you for all the time that you're willing to give. And it's going to be a wonderful time, and I know I always talk about this, but it is so neat to see the kids that when we first started here, we're coming to Vacation Bible School that now are bringing their kids. And it's not just our church family. It's the whole family of this community that comes, and they look forward to it. The word's out. People know that we love Jesus here, and we love the kids, and we just like to let them all feel His love. So any way at all that you'd like to help with Vacation Bible School to be a part of it, come on up after service this morning. And Brother Chris, Sister Tabitha would love to meet with you. It's going to be a wonderful time in the Lord. That date is July 9th through 12th. I knew I had it written down somewhere, so we'll have it. July 9th through 12th is Vacation Bible School. Any other announcements? I don't have any up here. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Don't forget about service this evening. For those of you that don't normally or it's not normally on your thing, we got a special service tonight. Brother Jeff Marr is going to be bringing the message. It's going to be a mini revival we're having tonight. Come, let's fill the house. There's other churches coming, I know. I heard some invites going out yesterday to a couple other churches. So come on and be part of it. And the service starts at 6. If you want to come in a little early, we'll have an opportunity just to gather. And we just come on in and for service tonight. Thank you, brother. Praise God. All righty, we're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering, please. Offering this
I know y'all have heard this song a time or two. do know other songs. It's just that I can't get with the choir so that we can practice another one. But y'all don't listen to the way that I sing it. Read the words, but listen. Listen with your heart as to what God is saying right here. Y'all worship the Lord this morning. Whenever we get over there. Are you happy this morning? Are you happy with where you are? Are you glad that you serve the Lord Almighty God in the name of Jesus? Oh, by and by.
Of Jesus over every heart and every mind, Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety.
From the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Your name is power, your name is
the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Thank you.
inside this house. We're so blessed. Praise God. That song could have gone on and on and on. And we would have, I could just feel the Lord's presence. And I love songs. I love visual parts. God's always ministered to me through vision, through plays, dramas. And we're so blessed this morning to have the young ones up here this morning and the children of Christ. We're just glad to have them with us. And they're prepared, they're excited, and they've asked for this opportunity this morning. So giving them just a second to get it all together. And Ms. Karen, just give me the cue when you think they're ready. And they're still hanging. Okay, y'all ready, guys? Well, let's give our kids just a great hand of applause and say, praise the Lord, just that Lord to bless them.
them another hand clap. Let them know how much we love them. Amen. Lord, I need you. How many can say amen to that? There's not a day goes by. There's not an hour goes by. There's not a minute that goes by that I don't need the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you, in the day and hour that we're living in, God is very present. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Amen. Aren't you glad we can rely on the Lord? Amen. Just let all of our visitors know how much we love them, how glad they are, or we are, that they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. Just a little word from your pastor. Please be with us tonight. Come and support the church and come and support this revival, one-night revival, Holy Ghost revival, looking for a great time in the Lord. I don't know what God's going to do. He doesn't fill me in. But I will assure you, if we'll come in one mind and one accord, God will show up. Amen. And we'll have a wonderful, wonderful service. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, we'd like to turn to the book of Psalms in the 27th Psalm. Verses number 4 and verse number 5. Psalms 27, verse 4 and verse number 5. David the writer says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, God, for your comfort. And God, as the song says, we do need you. We're so thankful, God, that you're there for us through all the times of trouble, tribulation, whatever the case may be. God, you've never left us, never forsaken us. Father, I humbly ask this morning, God, that you would just bless and use this vessel, God, to speak that you would have us to hear. God, anoint these lips of clay. God, use this, Lord, as a time to speak growth and edification into our spirit. We're thankful for those who are here today, God, and we're remembering those who are not able. God, praying that you would touch them, heal them, strengthen them. In the name of Jesus, we ask, amen. God bless you. If you love Jesus, give him one more hand clap of praise. You may be seated in the house of the Lord this morning. I feel such a mighty power and a closeness of God. Not that he has never been close, but seemingly here lately, it's just either I'm more aware of it, or he's just gotten a little bit closer, amen, to his people. And I believe the reason is that God knows when trouble is about to happen, and he knows when things are going wrong. And he just senses and knows that we need that constant comfort and care. And I want to bring a message of hope to the church this morning. Especially if you're in a battle, especially if you're going through a trial or things just seem to not to be going your way, as some would say. I want to encourage you that God is aware of your need. He's aware of your situation. And saying that, I'd like to title this message this morning, In the Presence of God. There is no better place to be than in the presence of God. David, the psalmist here, began to think and realize that he needed a constant companionship and relationship with God. And he made this statement, this one thing that I have desired, and that is to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all my days. Now, realistically, that's a statement that is humanly impossible for anyone, I believe, to actually fulfill. Physically, it would be extraordinary to be able to dwell in the so-called house or the tabernacle that he was talking about forever. But I believe he was referring to a spiritual fellowship. I believe he was referring to a constant companionship with God. And I am so thankful that God actually dwells not only in this tabernacle, but outside the tabernacle as well. I've often said, if the only place I could ever feel the Spirit of the Lord was here, I just wouldn't leave. and have my food shipped in and everything. But I'm thankful that he's mobile. I'm thankful that he goes with us, never leaving us and never forsaking us. But in the day of David, that was before the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. That was before Jesus Christ came on the scene and bled and died on the cross of Calvary, was buried in a tomb, came forth out of the tomb victorious, told his disciples and his followers that I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send a comforter in my name, and that comforter is going to abide with you. This was before all of that transpired. So quite naturally, David yearned for a close relationship with God. You might even say he was addicted to it. Amen. If I'm going to be addicted to anything, I want to be addicted to the power and the Spirit of Almighty God. So David said, you know, Lord, I want to be in your presence forever. He realized that his safety and his salvation came from God. How many knows that every once in a while there is a realization that takes place in our spiritual walk with God, and suddenly we realize, you know what, God, I would not be here today had it not been for you. But there's no telling where I would be, what I would be involved in, where I would be headed, or what my future might hold had it not been for your mercy, had it not been for your grace, had it not been for your calling of my heart to an altar of repentance, God, and being there for me to forgive me, to wash away my past, amen, to give me a bright future, and to fill me with your constant abode, which is the Spirit of the Lord God. So thank God that we are able to realize that. And David did realize that his safety and his salvation came from God. He also knew that by remaining in God's presence, that whenever trouble came, God would protect and comfort him. This caught my attention. Caught my attention because seemingly today there is the necessity to call on God in times of need. Do you agree? He tells us to. He encourages to. He's there for us. But it also occurred to me that in many instances, when people realize that there is trouble, they first tend to seek God's presence rather than remaining in God's presence. I'm telling you, God hears from sick people constantly. God hears from people who are going through trials. God hears from people who have affliction. God hears from people who are facing turmoil and strife in their life. He's constantly hearing for those. But what does he hear from those? He meant when things are going well. Do we in fact remain in the presence of God or desire a closeness of God after he has healed us, after he has delivered us, after he has created a miracle in our life, or just opened a door of opportunity? And according to David's writings, that wasn't enough for David. It wasn't enough for David to just every once in a while call on God to help him through a battle, to help him be victorious over his enemies, to help him guide the stone that killed the giant Goliath, that helped him when he was tending his father's sheep to go after a lion and after a bear and slay them for the protection of the sheep. David is now realizing, God, I need you more than once in a while. God, I need you more than just when I'm sick or afflicted. God, my soul, my spirit is hungry and starving for a constant relationship with you. God, I want to know that you're there with me when I get up in the morning. I want to know and trust that you're there with me when I lay my head on my pillow at night. God, I don't want to make a decision. I don't want to do anything without knowing that you are with me every day of my life. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Knowing that he could not physically, I believe this was more spiritually motivated. God, I want you with me every day. I want to lean on you. Don't even want to walk without you holding my hand. God, I got nowhere to go unless you lead me. God, I got nothing to do, Lord, unless you're there with me. And David yearned for that. Because he said, you know what? There's going to be trouble in my life. I'm not prophesying this morning. But you that are here under the sound of my voice, unfortunately, there's going to be some trouble in your life. There's going to be some situations. There's going to be some sorrow. There's going to be some grief. There may be sickness or affliction. We don't know. But we know one thing, that he that is within us, I said the relationship that we have with Almighty God, His Spirit that dwells within us, is more than able to see us through anything that you and I could ever face in our life. If we remain in the presence of God. You know, we often say, my, what a wonderful weekend. What a wonderful Sunday of praise and worship. God was with us mightily. God yearns to be with you on Monday morning. God desires to walk with you everywhere you go during that week. God would like to hear from you before next Sunday. David said, I want this relationship. Not only just to feel the presence of God, but I want to live in it. I want to make my habitation in the presence of Almighty God. You know what? I want Him to be with me everywhere that I go. Be involved with me, anything that I'm involved in. Amen. I want the Lord's guidance with me. David yearned for that. Because he realized something. That if God's is with him, if he dwells in the presence, if David dwells and lives in the presence of God, then when trouble comes, God is not very far away. In fact, he's right there with us. Amen. I remember we were out knocking on doors, inviting people to church and giving out tracts. And if you've never done that, it's quite an experience. Most of the time, you'll get kind of a nod and a welcome and a thank you, but every once in a while, you'll have the door slammed in your face. You'll have some people saying, no, thank you. Well, no, but you don't want to get disheartened. You just keep doing it. And we were doing that, and some young folks were with us that hadn't been living for the Lord too long, and we were walking down the road, you know, and I said, well, you know, why don't you take this side of the road, and I'll take this side of the road, and we can cover more territory. He said, Pastor, if you don't mind, I think I just want to walk with you. And in hindsight, I kind of understand that now. You're putting a new convert out, knocking on doors, it's very scary. Not to say that I wasn't scared sometime when some of those people opened the door. Never mind. I said, okay, that's fine. You know, two seems to be better than one sometimes. What they say, two heads are better than one. Amen. That's the reason we ain't got two heads. We just got one, I guess, you know. But I said, okay, that's fine. So we were talking and walking and inviting people to church. That's the kind of determination that I want with my God. If God says, you go knock on that door, I said, God, you go with me. If God says, I want you to stand in the pulpit and I want you to preach the word of God, I can't do it without you, Lord. I want you with me. If I'm going to get up and sing a song, Lord, I got to have you with me. Amen. If I'm going to come and sit on the church pew and I'm going to worship and praise the Lord, God, I don't want to do it unless you're there with me. You know what? If God's Spirit is not in the church, we're just wasting our time. But if we will open up the heart's door, if we will invite Jesus in fact, if we'll bring Him in with us when we come into the tabernacle, we can see miracles. We can see children born again. We can see a mighty move of the Holy Ghost. Pray to God when God is here in His presence. I need you, God. I can't make it without you. I love to be in the presence of God. And then we see something that's very familiar in David's writing. If you're a Bible reader and you read some of David's writings, you know that he's constantly referring to his background. As I spent 34 years in the bread business, sometimes I find myself constantly talking about my background. You don't spend 34 years in doing something unless you learn a little bit. So that's kind of with you. But David's background was that of a shepherd. 23rd Psalm. Many of his writings allude to the fact that his background was concerned with shepherding sheep. So then as he says, Lord, I require of you and I desire of you a constant relationship. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Because then he follows that up, for in time of trouble, he doesn't say if trouble comes, or peradventure, trouble might be on the horizon. He says, in the time of trouble, knowing that there will be times of trouble, whether that be physical enemies, whether that be spiritual enemies, whether it be sickness or affliction, depression, anxiety, whatever it is that the adversary can throw in your face to cause you to take your mind off of God, he'll do it. So David says, if I have this constant relationship with you, if I walk in your spirit, if I follow in your footsteps, if I make sure that you are with me everywhere that I go, then when trouble comes, he says that he, meaning God, shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And he shall set me upon a rock. Coming from the mind and the past of a shepherd, relating things that he can understand, pavilion, the Hebrew word, pretty much denotes a tent or a booth that many times was used by a shepherd. And when the shepherd had made sure and certain that all the sheep were accounted for. Don't get mad if your pastor asks you where you've been. Don't get upset if a pastor calls you and say, we missed you. Because a good shepherd wants to know that all of the sheep are well and doing good. And only then would he go into his tent or his booth or his pavilion. David, being an experienced shepherd, understood that sometimes there was a weakened or a distressed or just a poor little sheep or lamb that maybe had fell down, maybe had been partially attacked by a predator, maybe just was scorched from the hot burning sun. There's so many things that could affect a sheep. That's the reason they needed the constant guidance and the overseeing eye of a good shepherd. So they did not let that shepherd stay outside. David knew this. He said, because in the time of trouble, that good shepherd would go out there and he would pick up that sheep. And he would bring that sheep into the pavilion, into the presence of the shepherd. Get with me spiritually, folks. Come on. I said he would pick that sheep up with his loving hands, and he would carry gently that sheep into the pavilion or the tent or the booth, protecting him from the elements, protecting him from the scorching sun. If in fact he had wounds, he would able to dress those wounds. If he was weak, he would feed him. If he was discouraged, he would lift him up. If he was having all kinds of problems, the love of that shepherd said, you know what? I'm not going to put you back out there until you're ready. You're going to remain in the presence of the shepherd. And David realized that. He said, God, when I got trouble, I want to be in your presence. God, when things are not going well, let me live in your presence. When I'm hurt, when I'm sick, when I'm distressed, when I'm anxious, let me dwell in the presence of Almighty God. Until that sheep was nourished and ready once again to go out. If you've ever been there, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Because he took you and he ministered to you. He loved you. Even as busy as our God is, he took the time to give you that immediate attention, that individual attention that you needed. And David doesn't stop there. He said, in time of trouble, you shall hide me. Glory to God. Ooh, sometimes I just want to get lost in the presence of God. Amen. Do you know what that means? Just get lost in the presence of God. That means you're not worrying about anything. You're not anxious about anything. You're not frustrated. You're not in any way detoured by the things of this world. You're just gleaning and holding on to that wonderful relationship of God, just to get lost in his mercy and his compassion. Thank God that he's a loving God. But David didn't stop there. He said, not only in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, but in the secret place of his tabernacle. In the secret of his tabernacle. And we're not sure exactly what David was referring to, but most Bible scholars and most references tend to agree that he was referring to the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. The secret place. Where up until a point in time, only the priests were allowed to go into the physical Holy of Holies. How many knows Jesus took care of that? How many is thankful Jesus took care of that? Not verbatim, but basically said, Jesus said, I'm tired of you being on the outside. I'm going to tear the veil from top to bottom. I'm going to bring you into the inside, into the very presence of the Holy of Holies. David said, not only shall he hide me in his tent, in his booth, in his pavilion, but in the secret of his tabernacle. Listen to me, folks. There's a place. I said, there is a place, a spiritual place that's hands off to the world. Woo, glory. I said, there's a place in the presence of God, where the world is not allowed to come and enter in. And therefore, neither is our adversary. No wonder David said, I want to dwell in the presence of the Lord, and in your tabernacle and in your sanctuary all the days of my life. That's a wonderful place. But in reality, we know that we're in a body of flesh, and there going to be times that we're going to have to face those things. But there's a place sometimes that God brings us to, and he invites us in. And he knows. He knows this terrible week you just had. You hadn't got to remind him. You hadn't got to. He knows all about it. But you know what? He loves you so much that he says, you know what, David? I'm just going to bring you in to the secret of the tabernacle. Hallelujah. And I'm going to purge your mind of what you just went through this week. I'm going to take it out of your heart, and you and I are just going to have a time of fellowship. I'm going to love you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to erase from your memory banks the bad things that are happening. And not only that, I'm going to prepare you for the next battle. I'm going to prepare you for the next week. And I'm going to give you the assurance that wherever you go, wherever you walk, wherever you step, you will be in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. What a wonderful opportunity to be brought into the secret place. You know what that tells me? Satan's looking. Where's David? Where's David? I was all over his case last night. I can't find him. He's in the secret place. He's in the holiest of holies. Glory to God. He's being fed. He's being nourished. He's being strengthened. Amen. He's having the armor placed all around him. Glory to God. He's going to be protected from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Amen. And he's going to go forth with a new zeal. David said, in time of trouble. Woo. He'll take me into his pavilion. He'll nourish me. He'll feed me. He'll strengthen me. And he'll hide me in the secret place till I'm ready face the giant again. Till I'm ready to fight the bear, the lion, and the Philistines, and all the other enemies that come against us. David didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. After he has hid me and nourished me in the pavilion, after he has strengthened me and gave me such a wonderful time of companionship and fellowship in the secret of the tabernacle, he shall set me on a rock. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember times going into the presence of God. I remember a time when saying, Lord, I can't take another step. I can't keep doing this. I can't go on. God, I need you. I need a word. I need a blessing. I need an anointing. I need a direction. And he brings me into that tabernacle. But when he sends me out of the tabernacle, he doesn't send me back to the valley. He doesn't send me back to my problem. He doesn't send me back to my sickness. He puts me on a rock. I said a solid rock. He puts me on a rock. Why? Glory to God. Because when you're on a rock. Hallelujah. When you're on a rock, you're on a place above and out of the reach of the enemy. Woo! And I got to know there's a name for that rock. It is not Gibraltar. It is not Stone Mountain. But his name is Jesus, on which I stand. Oh, glory to God. He is my rock. He is my sword. He is my shield. He is my protector. He's the lifter up of my head. Wow, what an honor it is to dwell in the presence of God. Presence of God. Hallelujah. There's a place that nowhere else on this earth can give you what this time in the presence of God can. Hallelujah. When you're hungry. I said when you're hungry. Not necessarily for natural food, but you're hungry for a move of God. You're hungry for God to just come into your being and just give you assurance. Man. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we think when we haven't heard from God, we've prayed, we've fasted, we've sought him, we've read, we've asked counsel from maybe other folks. We can't seem to hear. God, are you understanding where I'm coming from? And we don't get the answer. He doesn't really speak to us like we think that he's speaking to us. Doesn't mean he's not listening. Doesn't mean he's not there. But let me put it this way. He is formulating. He's creating. He's making a way. Well, why doesn't he tell me? Because you don't understand. His ways, his thoughts are somewhere. He hasn't got to go over every detail with me to make something happen in my life. If it did, I wouldn't need faith. But he tells me to have this faith. So if you pray and you're seeking a word from God and he hasn't answered you like you thought, you better wait because he's about to bust open a creation for you. He's about to make a way. Oh, hallelujah. He's not even going to open a door. He's going to put a door where there never was a door. Yes. Hallelujah. You just wait and see what God is about to do. Hallelujah. In his presence, he set me upon a rock. Man. You know, I was thinking, the enemy doesn't look nearly as big when you're sitting on a rock. But boy, you in the valley, they look pretty big. That problem, that burden, that trial, that looks pretty big. But after God has come on the scene, he's done all these things. He's blessed you. He took you in his pavilion. He put you and hid you in the secret place of the tabernacle. Then he brings you out when you're ready. Somebody said, well, yeah. He brought me out there. And then you ain't ready. Come on. You better learn something in the presence of God. Amen. You better learn that he that is within you is greater than anything in the world out there. So when you're ready, he sets you upon that rock. And you're looking down and you said, man, I was upset about that. I just barely can't even see the enemy down there. Lord, that's what was worrying me. I tell you, a rock's a good place. Hallelujah. You can shout on the rock. I'll tell you something else. When you can shout on the rock and you've had an experience, you can shout in the valley too. In the midst of trouble? Well, sure you can. Amen. You can shout in the fiery furnace when the fourth man's with you. Amen. And all your bands have been loosed and burned off and you're free, glorifying and praising God. Amen. If you're ready, amen, to dwell in the presence of Almighty God, not just on Sunday, not just during revival, not just during a time of sacrifice, but if you're ready to live every day of your life, every moment of your life, get ready, because you're going to spend a lot of time on the rock looking down at all the problems that used to bother you, because you have become victorious through the power and the anointing of Almighty God. Psalm 16. Verses 8 and 11, or 8 through 11. David again. David was known as a man after God's own heart, but how many know David failed a lot of times? Don't beat yourself up for being human. Just humble yourself and ask God's forgiveness and more strength. And God is a loving God, and he'll do that. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. We could go into a whole long thing that has moved people out of the hand of God, or away from the hand of God, or out of his presence. But when your heart mind made up that, you know what, nothing here is going to keep me from living in the presence of Almighty God. Therefore, my heart is glad. And my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. What I'm talking about is good for your flesh too. It's needful for your spirit, but it's also good for your flesh. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. You know, when I just want to pray that I get my joy back. Where is it? Are you in the presence of God? Your joy is there. You just got to pick it up and use it. Amen. Every once in a while, you just got to, you know, whatever it is that's in your life, you just got to say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to joy in you. Glory to God. I'm going to praise you. It's there. The joy is still there. You just got to exercise it. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In the presence of God. I don't want to leave it. Nothing else in this world means more than dwelling in the presence of Almighty God. We have anointed and sanctified our home so that that will be a presence of God. When we take a trip, we say, Lord, we don't want to take a trip without you go with us. We dedicate this trip to you. Every move I make, every word I speak, every decision I make, Lord, I want it to be sanctioned by your holiness and your advice, not my own. I don't want to simply just make decisions and say, hey, Lord, how about fixing that or sanctioning that? I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Not only live and dwell in it, but be led by it. And let me tell you something. I believe God desires to fill you, to surround you, and to feed you with his holy presence. Because he's in it for the long run. Amen. He's not just a feel-good God. He's not just a place to show up every once in a while and glorify and praise him and then go on about your business. No. When I leave here, he's going with me. How about you? Amen. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. What an honor, what a privilege, what a blessing it is to be able to live in the presence of God. If our music would come this morning, we thank you for coming. We hope to see you again tonight. We hope that you receive something from David's writing to let us know that we are blessed to live in the presence of Almighty God. I don't know music. Maybe F. Let him always walk beside me. Let him take my hand and guide me. Let me live in the light of his love till I reach that great tomorrow. More pain and sorrow. Just let me live in the light of his love. Oh, let me live. Let me live in the light that love can give. Let it shine like a star. Our desire to live in the light of your love, in your very presence. God, we ask that you be with us and lead us and guide us and direct us. Let us never stray from your holy presence. Father, you know the hearts. You see the spirit and the souls of every person here today. You know who's ready. You know who may not be ready. Father, I ask, let this day not go by. Let it not pass until we know without a shadow of a doubt in our hearts that we're ready to meet you. We don't have the promise of tomorrow. The very next breath could, in fact, be our very last breath. There's one here under the sound of my voice that has not made preparation for eternity. Please, please do so today. This altar is open. We encourage you to come. Give your life to Jesus. Be the best move you've ever made. We'll give you just a little more time as they play very softly. If you have a need, this altar is open for you as well. We believe in a healing God, not only a saving God. Is there one today? Hallelujah. Some of you gather around. We know God is able to touch and make ways. Still an opportunity for you to come and make your heart and your soul right. Possibly can be back with us tonight looking for a great time in the Lord. Call somebody up and invite them to church tonight looking for a powerful move of God. May God bless you. If you would pray us out.
Let's give God another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Lord. We just love you and we praise your holy name. All hearts and minds clear. With this prayer, we're going to take an intermission because you're all going to be back with us this evening. We know God is just, yeah, he's just working so mighty, and his word is going forth so much right now. And it is the Lord's day. But if you need prayer, just know that we're still here with you if you need something this morning. Have a wonderful afternoon. Our most gracious and heavenly Father God, we just thank you. Lord, thank you for allowing us to feel your holy presence. Lord, for your powerful word that's gone forth this morning. Lord, for us to be in your presence, dear Lord, not only here in the sanctuary, dear Lord, but anywhere that we go and everywhere that we are. Lord, we know that if we call on your name, dear Lord, it's not like we have to dial you up. It's because you're right there with us. Lord, I thank you for answering prayers this morning. Dear Lord, I thank you for lifting those up. Dear Lord, for those watching online. Lord, I thank you for them being able to hear your word, dear Lord, and for those that of our brothers and sisters that we know are in recovery or getting ready to leave the hospital, those that are getting ready to go in for procedures, Lord, we're still thanking you, dear Lord, for their healings and for your protection to be upon them. Lord, now we pray for the service tonight, for the revival. Lord, may the sparks be just let you just bring them up to flames, dear Lord, that just lets your power flow. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Don't forget the Vacation Bible School meeting. Be right up here on front to my right. Come on up. Be part of it this year. Praise God.